Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And thanks to Lynn Rollins for that great introduction he does each and every Saturday morning. Well, happy 4th of July weekend in this 249th birthday of our nation. And, you know, right now we got a report from Louisiana Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain that crawfish is still available. And this is kind of late in the summer to have them, but it won't be long. So if you're going to have a celebration, a cookout for the 4th of July weekend, I might want to grab some of those crawfish for the last time before they go and climb down into the burrows. Well, we also have lots of shrimp and crabs readily available for your 4th of July seafood. A question for you this morning, if you could only have one for the rest of your life, which would it be? Crawfish, crabs, or shrimp? Text us your preference to 504-260-1870. You're going to be interested to see which one is the winner. And you can do that along with your fishing reports. You got some questions, comments. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Also have lots of fishing information coming from our field reporters. The red snapper landings estimates through, this is through June the 15th, the Loch Creel, which is our real near real-time landings data collection program, they say we've caught 337,690 pounds, or about almost 38% of our private recreational allocation for Louisiana, which is almost 900,000 pounds. So plenty of snapper to still be caught. Well, we're into July now, and that is probably the biggest fishing rodeo month. And we've got some events for you if you want to become part of them. And we'll run down the schedules coming up just a little bit. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission will be holding their monthly meeting this coming Tuesday. You're welcome to attend in person. It's over there on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. Or you can sign up for the Zoom meeting, and I'm going to tell you what important issues I think are going to be addressed, and then next week we'll have a full report on any developments in that commission meeting. Now, this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature is a follow-up case I reported on earlier where our honoree has got his day in court, and he has been fined almost $1 million. What could you possibly have done to get almost $1 million fine? Well, we'll tell you all about that in our Bad Boys of the Outdoors segment. All right, also looking at the coastal marine forecast, if you headed out, going to be kind of nice. Got a northeast wind offshore, about 10 knots, 2-foot seas. Tomorrow, those winds become a little bit more easterly. It could be northeast or actually east. Still light, about 5 knots and some smooth conditions. Good snapper and wahoo and tuna conditions out there. On the interior lakes and bays today, you're looking at a northwest wind, 5 knots, becoming more northeasterly by tomorrow. But that 5-knot wind is going to leave you with some pretty smooth conditions on the interior lakes and bays. Got a pretty good tide range, almost a foot, about 0.9. And, of course, the rain, depending, it could pop up anywhere, but but not any big system coming in. You got a 30 to 50% chance on Sunday, 30 today. So just keep your eye on the horizon, because those winds and seas could become a whole lot different if you get caught in one of those storms. Mississippi River stage is 11.7 and holding steady. So we know what the river does to affect a lot of our fishing, and it's dropping. Hopefully it'll drop a little bit more and get us into some better summertime fishing, a little bit closer in for those specks and reds. All right. It's a big weekend. 4th of July. We're broadcasting from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama. And we invite you to text us 504-260-1870. Question for you this morning. You only get one now for the rest of your life. Would it be boiled crawfish, boiled shrimp, or boiled crab? Text us 504-260-1870. We'll be back right after this with Robbie Campos' report live from Shell Beach on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's go down to Campos Marina, where there's always lots of shrimp flying around down there, live, fresh, frozen, you name it. Robbie Campos joins us now. And, Robbie, what kind of conditions you got looking at this 4th of July weekend?
Well, Don, right now we're looking at a northwest wind about maybe 5 miles an hour. We had it yesterday. It was north wind yesterday, but we got the same conditions this morning. But I tell you, you know, look, we're going to jump into this fishing thing. Earlier in the week, you know, we were on the neap tide portion of the backside of the moon. Now we're starting to see some more tide movement. And latter part of the week, the beginning of the week was kind of slow. Latter part of the week picked up, man, and they started catching some fish. Anastasia has been good. Anastasia was good yesterday for specks and white trout. It was good at the Long Rocks yesterday, down all through the Long Rocks and the Short Rock side, over in the Christmas Camp Lake area. We're starting to see that heat up, and also plenty of white trout starting to show up over there. I know most of the people that's listening to this going to go, oh, we ain't fishing no white trout. Well, if you ain't keeping white trout, you're missing the boat, buddy. I'm just telling you, because that's a fine fish to eat, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with them as long as you take care of them the right way. They are a little bit softer than speckled trout, but if you take care of them the right way, you ain't going to find a finer fish to eat. They're just as good as speckled trout, too. Don't throw those things back. And the great thing about those guys are there's no limit, no size limit. Respectfully keep the nicer ones, y'all guys know what to do. I ain't got to tell you. Just keep the nicer ones. So, you know, we don't have to beat a dead horse here, because I go through this all the time. But we're starting to see, Don, that, you know, these slot reds are starting to show up better and better every week. I kind of missed it about maybe a week or so. We're starting to see these fish now. They're coming in at 18 and a half, 19 inches. I predicted, you know, the middle of June, which I was partially right, but we're starting to see them now where they're coming in. You know, they look like they're all cookie cutters, and they just, you know, that 19, 19 and a half. They are still catching some of the, you know, juveniles, and we're starting to see a new crop of reds that showed up that's about anywhere from 10 inches to a foot long. Those guys won't be ready till next year. They just popped up here in the last couple of weeks. We're seeing more and more of them every day. So, which is good. We got to have juvenile stuff to have stuff for the future. It's been some great fishing the latter part of the week. So if you are fishing on this 4th of July weekend, come on down here, hook the left at the bridge, and come on down and see us at Campos. Our bait tanks are full, and we're waiting on you guys to show up.
Sounds good. I bet you've had some crowds. This is a big fishing weekend, and with the conditions we got, should be lots of people headed out. And, on those white trout, Robbie, we really are blessed not to have any size limits, any creel limits. It's just a fish that's very plentiful. And like you say, keep them nice and cold where that flesh stays firm, and don't let them, you know, get mushy on you. It's just as good as a speckled trout.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. No doubt, Don. That's a fine eating fish. Yeah, I'm telling you. And if you're not saving them, you're missing the boat. And if you're not registered for Star Tournament, you still have time. It just goes all the way to Labor Day. So if you haven't done that, do so. You don't want to be that guy that goes out there without that star tournament entry and catch a tag red fishing, and you just missed a boat again. So you don't want to do that.
Oh, you missed the truck, actually.
Yeah, well, right. You know, well, Don, let me ask you, does anybody catch a tag one this year that's legal? I don't know if they have one, you know, legally caught yet. I have no idea.
There was a teenager caught one right around you, Hopedale, this week, and they took a picture of it. And the report I got was he released it live, but he got a picture of him with the tag, no ticket, no membership, no star ticket. So not only did he throw the redfish back, he threw the truck back in with it, too.
Gee, that's got to hurt.
But at least you know that fish is around. He's there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And for the couple of dollars that it costs to get entered into this thing, guys, it's just so worth it. I mean, you know, they have $750,000 or some wonderful prizes. You can't go wrong. Just get signed up, people. And then if you don't have if you don't have a CETO membership, get that also, because I like to know that people get home that safe even after I close. So, you know, at Backdown Ramps, Don, you know, when we leave here, you still pick up at 10 o'clock at night if you want. But when I go home and I come back the next morning, I see your car still in the parking lot, it makes me start to wonder. So get signed up for that also. So, yeah, come on down and see us. We're waiting on you.
They got a special deal at CETO right now. In fact, it's only going to be on through Monday. It ends, and you get 15 months for the price of 12. So it's three free months. You save about $62, and they got a code to put in. It's SELA15. SELA15. Remember that 15 because you get 15 months. Robbie, one last question, a personal question for you. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, would it be ball crabs, ball shrimp, or ball crawfish?
Don, I'm partial to shrimp. I love crawfish, but I got to go with shrimp. I'm sorry. You know, I love some crawfish, but I got to go with shrimp. It's just me, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of people with you.
I'm a shrimp guy. Yeah.
I got a lot of people texting. They are a lot of shrimp eaters around. In fact, I used to do a survey and kept records of when they were executing prisoners at Angola. You know, they give them a last meal. I don't know why, but they give them their choice. Number one choice, fried shrimp.
Well, you can't go wrong with that if you're checking out.
That's right. You got a good one on the way out. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, we'll catch up with you next week. Y'all have a good one down there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Robbie Campo over there at Shell Beach. All right, we come back after this. Going to check on our text message. Which would it be? You can only have one now. Ball crawfish, ball crabs, or ball shrimp? 504-260-1870 is our in-studio text line. We're back to check it right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, most of the country, when you hear the word rodeo, they think of bucking broncos and calf roping and steer wrestling and that type of thing. But in the South, along the Gulf Coast, rodeo means fishing, and there's no bigger month for rodeos than July. This weekend, in fact, today, the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo is taking place, and they open the scales up at 1 o'clock today, and they've got music by some local bands. They got a shrimp boil dinner. Yep, that's somebody that likes boiled shrimp. And, of course, to Charles. They've got a free rod and reel giveaway and a live auction at 6. They'll hand out the awards I think it's going to be around 7 o'clock that award ceremony starts, and they draw the raffles, and all stays open at the pavilion down there at Fouchon until midnight tonight. And a great opportunity. If you've got a fishing pole and you're going to be fishing down there, they've got all kind of categories. Hook and line, big game, kayak, special kayak, spear fishing, and kids division. It's the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo this weekend. Now, next weekend, got a special deal at the Blue Boot Rodeo. There you go. They got some LSU National Championship team players that are going to be down there signing autographs from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Tarpon Pavilion, where the rodeo is going to be held. You can meet and get an autograph from outfielder Josh Pearson, Kaysen Evans, the pitcher, Jake Brown, a local guy, plays outfield, Dalton Beck, pitcher DJ Primo, Jaden Newton, another pitcher, and a guy we took on the Tigers in the Wild feature to do some fishing and hunting, Gavin Guidry, who kind of was laid up this year, didn't really get to play, had an injury, but he's supposed to be back in action next season. So anyway, stop by and see those players. They'll be lined up signing autographs. That's going to be from 3 to 5 at the Tarpon Pavilion. And then a big one's going to be going on July 17th through the 20th over on Dauphin Island, not far from where I am. It's the 92nd annual. That's a long time. A lot of rodeos for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. They get somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 fish are weighed in. And it's been around now almost 100 years, and they got $1 million in cash and prizes. They've got a Contender 26-foot bay boat with a big 250 Yamaha on the back of it to give away. And if you weigh a fish, you enter the drawing for some of these prizes. And at the weigh-in, this one has become known for having some big sharks brought in. I remember 2 years ago, it was Brett Rutledge. He caught a 1,019-pound Tiger Shark, broke the rodeo and the Alabama state record. For a while there, they had taken shark off the categories, but it was reinstated, and it's one of the highlighted categories they have. Anyway, if you're going to get a ticket to fish, you got to get it before the start of the competition, and that will be at the Cannon Blast, 5 a.m. Friday, July 18th. That's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. That's another big one and a good one. And, of course, at the end of this month, we close out in Louisiana with what they call the granddaddy of them all, and that is the Tarpon Rodeo down at Grand Isle at the Tarpon Rodeo Pavilion. It goes Thursday, July 24th to Friday and Saturday the 26th. It's kind of similar to Golden Meadow. They got categories for everything, crab races for the kids, DJs, music's going to be played, and that's going to close out the month July 24th through 26th. And another event that's taken place is the Billfish Unlimited. This is put on by the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. It'll be at their dock at Orange Beach from July 31st through August the 3rd. This is a big money, big fish tournament, and lots of excitement going on there. And then we have the 75th Annual Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo, July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. That's going to be at the Empire Boat Harbor. In fact, coming up just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Mitch Juricic, and we'll be, you know, getting his report on what that rodeo is going to be, what's down there if you want to fish in it. All right, let me get to the text board. The question we're asked this morning is, if you could only have one of these for the rest of your life, and we're talking boiled seafood here now, would it be crawfish, crabs, or shrimp? We've got the Baldwin County teacher checking in and says, pray you had a blessed fourth. As much as I love seafood, I would have to choose shrimp. Have a blessed weekend. That's from the Baldwin County teacher. I got another one, another vote for shrimp. And then we got one says, I love ball shrimp because they're available all year. And our listener from Ohio says, it's just as hot here as I remember down the bayou. Yeah, bayou, by us. How did the fish stand it? Well, there was a rumor that a fish was seen blowing on a shrimp, cooling it off before it ate it. That's how hot it's been in the waters. And this one says, Devin from Florida, if it were my last meal, and the warden said, what do you want? If it were only my only meal, and since you didn't say oysters, I'd say shrimp. Otherwise, oysters. Yeah, oysters, but I don't think you can boil oysters. Somebody might have tried putting the shells in that boil, but I don't think that would work real well. But, yeah, oysters is another great product. Here's one from Wingbone. He said it would be another vote for the shrimp. And another text says, good morning, Don. Well, I eat boiled crawfish every day of the year, but will settle for etouffee when they get too hard to peel. You know you need to purge a few to help out the whitetail fawns out. Cheers, the Colonel from Hammond, where he's listening to us. All right, we got this one says, Mr. Don, shrimp gets my vote hands down. That's from the River Rat. Looks like we got a lot of shrimp lovers out there. And let's see. Okay, I get the whitetail fawns. It said he headed to the farm this morning. Hogs finally showed up on the camera in the daylight. Yep. All right. And then we got if boiled, then crawfish, but if any, only one, then shrimp. Okay, I get you. Here's another for ball shrimp from New Orleans listener. And here's a happy 4th of July. It's a tough choice, but I think I'd have to go with boiled shrimp. In fact, I had some of the best just last Sunday at the Grand Hotel's buffet brunch in Point Clear. Highly recommend it if you get the chance one Sunday. Lots of options, but no tomato pie or melaton. That's from my friend David Hubble, listening to us in the Mobile area. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, get to some more of your text messages. Tell you what's coming up at this week's Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. It'll be July 8th. You might want to get involved in it. I'll tell you what they're going to be talking about right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio Network. All right, question for the audience this morning. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, if you're talking boiled seafood here now, would it be crawfish, would it be shrimp, or would it be crabs? Got mostly shrimp coming in, but a couple crawfish, nobody's picking the crabs over those two. And here's, some people just don't get the question. I don't know where these people are. They don't list their name and have an unrecognizable area code on most of them. But somebody says hamburger, another one says pizza. Tacos and ramen or ramen. It's crawfish, crabs, or shrimp. All right, here's somebody. What's the code for that CETO discount? That is SELA, S-E-L-A, 15. And you'll get 15 months for the price of 12, only good through July 7th. All right, here's one. Happy 4th of July weekend in Mississippi. The flounder bite is going strong. That's from our friend the Weave. Yeah, Weave, I know where you are, and I know what you're doing. But tell us, would it be crawfish, crabs, or shrimp? Here's one that says, I got to get crawfish on the board. Ohio votes crawfish all day long. The fresh shrimp are nice, though. All right, we got some more coming in. We'll get to those, but we're going to talk about the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting coming up on Tuesday, July 8th, and we'll tell you what some of the highlights of what they'll be covering right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, on July 8th, Tuesday, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will hold their monthly meeting at 9:30 in the morning at their headquarters at Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. And they've got a lengthy agenda. There's like 19 items, but most of those are going to go real quick. But I'll hit some of the ones I think are highlights. And if you want to attend in person, you can. Then you can sign up if you'd like to speak before the commission under public comment section. And there's also going to be some other awards given out. And one of those we're going to keep an eye on. We had a fellow by the name of Tofio Bourgeois. And for probably 20 years, he used to do us fishing reports, a heck of a guy. And unfortunately, much too young, he died in a plane crash doing what he loved the most, flying back in from the Chandelier Island. Well, the Louisiana Charter Boat Association has established an award in his name to the agent, the enforcement agent, who they think contributes the most as far as the charter boat industry. And the Tofio Bourgeois Memorial Award is going to be presented to Agent Dustin Barton by Richard Fisher, who's the executive director. And that's going to be done at the commission meeting on Tuesday morning. We'll be interested to hear the story. And here's another interesting item that they're going to be covering. A presentation of the results of the commercial menhaden fishery bycatch study. Yeah, the LGL Ecological Research Associates had two doctors, Lewis Nesbitt Jones and Dr. Scott Rabin, be interested to see. This is the pogey boats now, and they did a study on their bycatch, and they're going to make a presentation on what that consisted of. Really interesting. You can bet I'll be zoomed in for that one. Another item that they're going to be talking about, I think, would be of interest to the audience. There's going to be a presentation of the 2025 Waterfowl Hunter Survey. Did you participate? Remember, I reminded you, if you got the survey, to definitely participate. They will looking for 100 choices, and they're going to be making some decisions on zones and splits, for 5 years. That's how it works now. And once they establish these season for zones and splits, it's good for 5 years, and we're at the end of the fifth year of the one that we've been under for the last five. A new one's coming up, and they're going to give the results of what you hunters said you'd like and offer that to the commission to adopt it. There's also some presentations from Delta Waterfowl and Ducks Unlimited and some lots of other information. They do a complete enforcement report, a whole bunch of bad boys they report on, and that'll be given by Captain Davis Madaire. So all that's going on Tuesday morning. If you want to join in, you can do it from your home office. Just zoom in, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. Or you can appear in person. It's at 2000 Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. So there you go. All right, let's get back to the text messages. Oh, man, I don't know if I can get to all of these. We'll try to get as many as we can. Here's one that says, me and the fellas misheard your question. We're on our way to Hopedale. Sun's rising, clear skies all around. If I had to pick one of the boiled options, as much as I love some boiled shrimp, I'd still have to go with boiled pizza. You're welcome to it. And we got this one says, we are buying now. Listen to every Saturday morning. Have a great day. That's Danny and Wendy Bryant. I hope y'all have a good one out there this day, too. Here's one says, while we are very fortunate to have easy access to all three, recent economics make shrimp the choice for frequent consumption. Crawfish are great. Crabs are a picking event, but shrimp are year-round, easy to boil, and a food bargain all year long. Can't beat a shrimp boil with friends. That's from the Lafayette Yakker, and I'll join in with you on that. All right, we're going to be back right after this, talk to Mitch Jarosich. He's down at the Delta Marina, and he's going to be talking about the upcoming 75th Annual Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo. But it ain't just tarpon. Lots more for you to do. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down to Delta Marina down in Lower Plaquemines Parish and talk to Mitch Jarosich. Good morning, Mitch. Good to hear from you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Don. Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. Loading the boat up as we speak so we can head offshore to go see if we can catch us a limited snapper this morning.
I think you're going to be successful given the conditions and the reports I've been getting. It's good to get a marina operator to give us the reports because you see so many people and you talk to so many people and see what they're catching. It's not like one person giving their personal report. You've got it represents a whole gang of people. If you would, give us a quick report on what people have been catching out of the marina, and then I want to talk to you about the upcoming rodeo that's going to be at the end of the month.
Good deal. Yeah, no, you know, the speckled trout are very, you know, they're plentiful, very plentiful. The problem is you got to pick through them. You know, the birds are everywhere. You know, a lot of white, a lot of small white trout mixed in. But the specks, you know, you gotta go through them. A lot of little 10, 11 inch specks, which is a good sign, great sign for later on. But the guys who fish the reefs and, you know, they fish in the jetties in the evening and afternoon and stuff like that, they're catching their limits of a pretty trout, nice, good keeper trout. You know, you just can't, if you fish the birds, you can expect to lose a lot of bait, you know, while you're picking through to try to get you a few keeper fish, but which is not bad for me. The more bait you use, the better it is, you know.
True.
But overall, you know, fishing's been good. Redfish have been a little bit tough, you know, and just, I don't know, it's just been having to pick through, you know, and try to, you know, find a few here, a few there. But anyway, you know, other than that, you know, the offshore fishing has been, like you said, it's been great. A lot of young snappers still, you know, if you stay close, you got to really fish hard to try to get a limit. If you go in the federal waters, you know, you can get it a little quicker. The sharks have been just unbelievable. We went a couple weeks ago, and, you know, we didn't get our limited keeper snapper because of the sharks. You know, we got a limited heads.
You know, yeah.
But it seemed like the little ones, they wouldn't eat the little ones. But every time we caught a legal-sized snapper, you know, we had to really fight to get in the boat quick. But anyway, we're looking forward to today and everything. And also, like you said, the upcoming Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo. It'll be our 75th year, and we're really looking forward to it. You know, if Mother Nature deals us a good hand, I think we're going to have probably one of our biggest, most successful rodeos to date. Our sponsorships are coming in big time. People really are, you know, overwhelmingly, you know, supporting us, and it's, you know, it's just amazing to have that support from the people we've sold out this year. We were able to put $45,000 back into our community, nonprofits and stuff like that. So it's been really good. It's a lot of hard work and everything, but at the end of the day, when you see how, you know, families enjoy it, because it's a family fishing rodeo. It's not nothing specialized. You know, we have so many categories. I think we're going to have to add tadpoles this year because our sponsorships are growing so much. We're running out of species of fish to put on the board. You know, as I tell everybody, if you catch it, throw it in the box because we're probably going to weigh it for you. You know, but it's really, we're looking forward. We got some good bands lined up this year, as usual. You know, a lot of vendors, a lot of good food vendors. In fact, we're having to start to turn some down now, which I hate to do. But, you know, we only limited in space and everything. But it's just, we're looking really, really, really looking forward to it. Of course, we follow the Faux Pas, which is a popular rodeo, you know, fishing tournament. And usually people say, oh, when y'all have it back-to-back, is it successful? It very much so is successful. It's just like Grand Isle. You know, we follow them, too. The family fishing rodeos seem to go over real well.
Yep, 75 years and going strong, going to be at the Empire Boat Harbor. How do you buy tickets, Mitch?
Well, we will be selling tickets online and also at our local stores. I mean, we'll have them at Delta Marine, B&B Tackle, Jean Pro's Hardware, certain places throughout Belchase. We will advertise that. Tell everybody to be watching Facebook, and we'll be posting it, and I'll send it to you as well, send a link to you as well, where they can go online and, you know, buy tickets online and everything. We've kind of gotten a little tech savvy over the years now where we can kind of reach out because it's hard for people, you know, to get tickets. And a lot of times, look, if they just call us, you know, we'll put them on the side, reserve them for them. You know, usually ticket sales end on Friday morning. We start the rodeo on Thursday, but a lot of times people can't get down until Friday. So, you know, Friday morning is probably the deadline to buy a ticket. Now, if you went fishing on Thursday, don't come buy a ticket on Friday. I'm watching.
No.
I know where you're at.
That's right. You got to have the ticket before you catch the fish in order to win.
If you come in with a flounder on Friday, but I know you caught it on Thursday, you're not getting a ticket.
Mitch, you say it's a family rodeo. It's not a big money tournament. What are some of the awards that people will be getting for winning the categories?
Oh, they're going to be getting plaques for the most part. Plaques. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of redfish and all is a little money involved in a lot of redfish. I think tarpon, we have a little money for the first tarpon caught that's donated. You know, so and good thing about it is we have some tarpon fishermen back, and I really love that because that's what the rodeo entails is tarpon, you know, just like Grand Isle. And for a couple years, you know, back, we didn't have many people fishing tarpon. And, man, the tarpon fishermen have really rebounded and coming in and getting active. And that helps us out a lot because everybody wants to come see the Silver King. But, yes, it's pretty much – but we do have raffles. You know, when you buy a ticket, of course, you get the door prize. I think it's $500. And then you have – we raffle off a bunch of stuff. You know, kids – a lot of kids' prizes – that we raffle off, and that's the good thing about it. The children's division, you know, that brings a lot of families out. And this year we had to move it up a little bit. That's why it's July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd, because of school, the school year. We always try to have the rodeo the week before school lets in. And I tried to convince the school board to move the school back a week. You know, that wasn't going to happen. I guess I just said a couple days. You know, start school on Monday instead of Thursday, but they didn't go along with that. But so we kind of, you know, we normally it's the first full weekend in August, and we kind of we had to deviate from that this year. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get back on track with the first full weekend in August and everything. But, you know, we're really looking forward to a successful event. We got a lot of excited people. We get calls all the time saying, man, they can't wait. Like I said, our sponsorship has grown. We got, you know, some new sponsors. The Tarpon sponsorship is a $5,000 sponsorship, and we're up to three of those this year where we've been hanging around two, but we got a new one, and our Platinum sponsors are $1,000, and the money just rolling in. You know, people just, they know that, you know, we give back to the community, and that's what I think a lot of people love about this event is, you know, we're doing it to help the community and, you know, surrounding, you know, nonprofits and stuff like that.
Very good. Well, Mitch, we'll encourage people to check it out on Facebook, get their tickets well in advance, and I'm going to let you get on a boat and go get some of those snapper, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir. No, the longer we talk, they're putting ice on the boat right now. You know, I don't have to work right now. So anyway, I'm letting them do all the hard work. Well, Don, great talking to you. Good catching up. And get out there in tight lines and happy fishing. So.
Gotcha. All right, there he goes, Mitch Jurisic, down at the Delta Marina, getting ready to go get some of those red snap. All right, coming up next, we head to Grand Isle. We'll talk to Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Get your report right after this three-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we quickly head down Highway 1 and check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, Grand Isle. I'm sure he's got a fishing trip planned this morning, but before doing that, he's going to give us a little bit of a report. Darrell, how's things going on the island?
Man, Don, this island is busy, busy this weekend. I think this may be taking over as the busiest weekend of the year on this island. A lot of beach going, a lot of crabbing, a lot of family shenanigans going on, and it's busy, busy. The beautiful thing is, Don, we've had some beautiful weather, some good weather, and it's opened up a lot of fishing areas that we complain about all the time that the weather keeps us out of. So it's kept the boats spread out in that bay. So it hasn't been so bad as bumper boats. The fishing's been pretty good. You find some fish. You know, we've talked all year long after that freeze and all about how our fishing's been a little bit inconsistent. So the best advice is if you find some fish, stay with them. Don't get greedy if they slow down and move. Just stay with that school of fish because it is still a little bit inconsistent. As Mitch was just telling you, what we're starting to see, too, is we're starting to see that late summer pattern, if you will, where a lot of small fish are showing up. So that's why I said if you find you a good school of fish, stick with them, even if you got to have some patience, because if you move around, you're gonna go through three or four schools of small throwbacks. And anywhere around Bay or Terrier Bay, that's not a good thing because there's no conservation taking place. The dolphins are eating every one of them. The offshore stuff, I got to listen to Mitch's report. The snapper, we're a little deeper here. If you come over this way, we're a little closer to the canyon. The red snapper have just been abundant. In fact, we had a house full of golden pan-seared red snapper last night. It's just, man, I mean, the state of Louisiana is doing a good job of managing it, and there are plenty, plenty of Mondo red snapper out there. Bait's been plentiful. Croakers have been a little bit hard to find, so I think they've been rationed, but we've still got plenty of shrimp. Plenty of white shrimp are showing up. Plenty of birds working. It's just, our summer was a little bit late, but it's here now.
Very good. Darrell, would you say on a weekend like we got now, a good plan would be maybe start on the beaches and then later in the day head back up into the bays?
Yeah, Don, and that seems to be what the crowd's doing. You get a lot of people. In fact, the beach has even had a better evening bite the last couple of days. We've had that, a little bit of north into that west wind. So it's laid that beach down, calmed it down. The water is beautiful. I dropped my trolling motor yesterday. And when I first dropped the trolling motor, I had to take two looks. I had to look at it twice. I'm like, am I in Destin? Yeah, I mean, the water's just beautiful, clean. It's one of those that when you get into a good bite, those fish are real aggressive. You can actually see the flash of the fish coming after your bait before it actually hits the bait.
Beautiful sight.
Yeah.
Darrell, before you go, and like I said, shrimp, crabs, or crawfish, which would be your top choice if you could only have one?
Oh, shrimp. You can do so much with them.
Yep. Probably most versatile piece of food on the planet. Darrell, we got you at realscreamers.com on the website. Give them the telephone number.
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Be safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
We're going to ball those crabs right and early this morning.
Go get them. There he is, Darrell Carpenter. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. More fishing reports, Mike Gallo, Lance Burgess, and Ryan Lambert join us on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.